So we have a very important question. If you ask a show of hands, how many people make one bracha or two brachas, you're going to get a very different mix of opinions. Anyone who's married or wears a talis, do you make a bracha on the tzitzis in the morning and your talis? Or do you make just one bracha? And if you make one bracha, on which?
Talis
gadol. Talis gadol. No? Talis?
Depends.
Depends. Okay. No? Talis gadol. No one wants to admit that you make a bracha on the tzitzis as well or instead of your talis gadol?
No.
Okay. So let's see.
Unless you get dressed for Shabbos and you change
tzitzis. No, don't make it so complicated. A regular morning. I just want a regular morning case. Regular morning. No? Okay. Says the Gemara Menachos that Rami, one of the, I believe Amoraim, used to wear one pair of tzitzis. He would sleep in that pair of tzitzis, but he would still make a bracha when he would put on pair two in the morning. The Rosh, in Elchas Tzitzis there, on Menachos, comments that you see that you make a new bracha on an additional pair of tzitzis that you wear if there's a hefsik in between them. So in other words, let's say, forget about talis tzitzis. I wear one tzitzis, I make a bracha, now I wait a hefsik, we'll see what that means, and I put on the second pair. If there's a hefsik, a break in between, I make a second bracha on the second pair of tzitzis. The Beis Yosef clarifies that hefsik must be a hefsik gadol, a large hefsik, not just simply a 10-minute wait. We'll see what a hefsik gadol means in a moment, but there must be a hefsik gadol. Comes along Shulchan Aruch, and in Ches Yod Gimel says very straightforward. Halovish Tawas Katan Umivarech Halav. If you wear a Tawas Katan and you make a bracha upon it, Ukeshaolech Lebesa Knesses, and you go to Shul, Misatif Betawas Gadol, you put on your Tawas Gadol, Vitzarech Levarech Halav, and you need to make a bracha on it. Why? Dehalicha, because walking, Mi Besa Lebes Knesses, Chashiv a hefsik is considered a hefsik. So you see very clearly, according to Shulchan Aruch, you make a bracha on your talis katan, your tzitzis. And when you get to shul, because you walk to shul, you drive to shul, whatever it is, it's going to be a hefsik. I'm just reading to what he says. Talicha mi beso lebesak neses chashiv a hefsik is considered a hefsik.
It seems that they all agree that you make a bracha on talis katan.
But you also make on the tzitzis, no?
Well, that's the question.
I don't know. You tell me. You sleep in shul. Unless you sleep in shul, then you have a hefsik from going for rest. Says the Mishnah Berurah, well, we're not really talking about the walking, which is the hefsik. It's the shinui makom. It's the change in place. You sleep in the shul unless you... I mean, there's only one person who sleeps in the shul. But, you know, unless you sleep in this building, then you're going to come across the street or down the block or two blocks or you're driving, whatever it is. Sounds like you make a bracha on the tzitzis at home. You get to shul, you make a bracha on the talis. Says the Mishnah Berurah not so fast. The next Mishnah Berurah says, V'achai adam choshev l'dasa sovrim d'shini mokum lo abe hefsik. One second. Is this change of place really considered a hefsik? Is it really such a hefsik when you change places? No, maybe it's not. And therefore, al keinich mir shalo levarich. Not to make a bracha on the talis gadol. So in other words, if you make a bracha on your tzitzis at home, then it sounds like, okay, you walk to shul. It says a chayadam. I'm not sure if that's a real hefsik. So therefore, don't make a bracha on your talis gadol. So Shulchan Aruch seems to say you make a bracha on your tzitzis and your talis. Chayadam is cited as saying you only make a bracha on the tzitzis, because it may not be a real hefsik, and so you don't want to make another bracha on the talis gadol, because maybe your walk to shul is not such a long walk, especially if you live right across the street. Okay, it's not such a long walk, so that's only bracha on the tzitzis. Okay, then you get to one Shulchan Aruch. We move back a page to Ches Yud. Shulchan Aruch says, "Im lovesh talis katan, if you are wearing the talis katan, ba'od she'in yad of nikios, your hands are not clean, and you can't make your bracha at that point on your tzitzis. Yo b'sheno b'lo bracha." Put on your tzitzis without a bracha, and then wash your hands, and okay, move your tzitzis and you can make a bracha. Or when you make a talis, make the bracha on the talis, and retroactively have in mind on the tzitzis. Okay, that's only if your hands are dirty. Says the Mishnah Berurah, can't make this stuff up. V'hachi nag bizmanenu. This is our minhag nowadays. Levarach al talis gadol, just to make a bracha on talis gadol. Olechav and liftar bezeh talis katan. To be, let's say, with that, the bracha on talis katan, because you didn't make a bracha on talis katan. Vahachi adif tvei. It's better to do, make the bracha just on talis gadol, and have in mind retroactively talis katan. Why? Because maybe our tzitzis are not the right size. Or maybe it's ripped. I don't know if you've ever... Tzitzis are under your shirt, so no one knows what condition they're in. But often, either they're ripped, and if it's not really four corners, or the neckline is too ripped, and it doesn't want to make a bracha, or they're too small, right? You have to be a certain size to make a tzitzis. And therefore, he says, tzitzis in general, it's a suffix, maybe you should make a bracha. So if you have to choose one of them, talis katan or talis gadol, better to pick the talis gadol, which is the second one you're putting on. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. That's what he says. Okay. Comes along, according to this Mishnah Berurah, it would seem like, and this is Shem Adarke Moshe, that it's preferable only to make a bracha on the talis gadol. Says Dali Cheshwamo, Reb Shlomo Zalman, who are you kidding? Come on. Your tzitzis aren't the right size. They're ripped. Your wife would never let you get away with ripped tzitzis, right? Who has tzitzis that are ripped? I'm saying you have to get it, they were washed, okay, whatever it is. You know, this is a shot. Says Shlomo Zalman, since there are some people, I guess, who don't have a wife who catches them when their tzitzis gets ripped, and there's going to be some person out there whose tzitzis are not worthy of making a bracha, so therefore the rabbi said a little plug, like a general rule across the board, don't make a bracha on a tzitzis. If you could cover it with your talis gadol later on, so don't make a bracha on the tzitzis. And that's how Shlomo Zalman paskens as well. Now you should know, not everyone agrees to this. The Stipler used to make a bracha on the tzitzis and on talis, but that was because there was a hefsek gadol in between. Now what's considered a hefsek gadol in between? So Pesukei Teshuva says 2 to 3 hours, you're fine. So I guess if you get up early, you do a daf, you know, you learn, you do your kavanas, your isbaydus, whatever it is. Then you dive in 3 hours later. You know, we went away for Shabbos. This past Shabbos is funny. Not this, but 2 Shabbos ago. My wife and I went away to like this famous Hasidish place, hotel. It's on tape, so I have to be careful what I'm saying. A Hasidish hotel. And I called, texted the guy beforehand. Do they have a man that makes man's man Krishna? He's like, yeah, we have a minion. So, We have all types of crowd at this hotel. They rent that hotel. It's a cheaper hotel, and you could go and you bring your own food, and it was very nice. So I get there. They have a 9:45 shacharis, and they also have a 7 o'clock shacharis, Shabbos morning. So I get there at 7 o'clock. Room's 30 people. It's great. No one has their talis on. I got there at 7:02, whatever it is. So I start putting my talis. 3 people with talisim on. They're all sitting there saying Tehillim and Shtai Mikra. We had 6 mispalim. I made us go, so we made us man Krishma. But the point is that they're all there, but they're not davening. So you can get up early, and you could be this great Hasidish Torah. You're doing Tehillim, they're doing Maver Sedra, but they didn't daven for 3 hours. So then when you go back and you put on your talis gadol, then it's according to the Stipler, you really should make a new bracha. Mishnah Berurah does not seem that you make a bracha. I asked Rabbi Yoel Schoenfeld Shlita about this Shiloh. We were discussing this a few years ago about whether you make a bracha, what the minhag olam. He said clearly the minhag olam is you just make a bracha on the talis gadol. I think 10 years ago, I have in my notes, I asked Rabbi Arieli as well this Shiloh about if someone has the minhag to do talis katan and a talis gadol, should he switch? I believe you could ask the Rav, because I may have written down incorrectly. I mean, I think the Rav said that they should switch. If someone has the minhag to make a bracha on the talis katan and talis gadol, there's really no basis for that, and it's preferable you should just make it on the talis gadol, even though strict read of the Shulchan Aruch seems to be make it on the talis katan and the talis gadol. So the upshot is, just make it on the talis gadol, unless you really have a big hefsek between the tzitzis and the talis. Shkoyach.